Former Vice President Dick Cheney's memoir, In My Time, has not been published yet. It comes out next week. But some journalists have gotten their hands on it and have been combing through it. Reporter Charlie Savage of the New York Times has made it through the book. He's written one story in the paper about it. Cheney says he wanted the U.S. to bomb a Syrian nuclear plant in June 2007. A few months later, the Israelis bombed it. And Charlie Savage joins us right now. Hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Is that still the biggest single nugget of information you've found now that you've made it to the end?
Well, the whole book is full of nuggets, and it's kind of hard to say what's the single biggest one of them. In one sense, none of them are big. There's not a huge revelation here. Rather, like a lot of Washington memoirs, I would say this is it's full of small new details, new texture, new spin on known events. And so that if you're very interested in the history of these events, whether they're recent, like from the Bush administration, or all the way back to the Watergate era and the Ford administration when he was White House Chief of Staff, it adds sort of greater color and understanding of important events in American history. So the fact that the Israelis wanted us to bomb this suspected nuclear reactor in 07, and we didn't, but then they did, we knew all that. The fact that Cheney was the only one inside Bush's cabinet who thought that was a good idea and strongly urged it, and everyone else thought he was wrong, which is why the president didn't do it, that part of how isolated he was in thinking that we should bomb it, that part was new.
Generally, how would you describe the tone and, as Cheney puts it, the point, the perspective of this memoir?
Well, it is a accounting of his life, and he had an extraordinarily long public career. And so he had a sort of panoramic view of a couple generations of American history from Washington, and he recounts a lot of the important events as he saw them. So like a lot of Washington memoirs, he was right about everything. People who disagreed with him were fools, and people who agreed with him were wise and brave. That's true of just about any Washington memoir you're going to read. It's true of this one, too. He's not repentant about anything, admits no errors. But because he was so involved in so much for so long, I would say, as a connoisseur of Washington memoirs, at least, this is much better than most of them. It's more interesting than most. Certainly, it's better than Bush's.
I gather among the things he's not apologetic about are the weapons of mass destruction that supposedly were in Iraq, the Valerie Plame story. I also understand that he's at pains to insist that he was not really running the show in the White House. Is it true that his place in the pecking order of intelligence briefings might suggest that he was at least co-equal with the president when it came to that?
Well, he got the same briefing the president got, but he also got extra questions and appendixes answered and so forth. And he got this all before the president. And sometimes he would add stuff to the president's briefing from his own sort of extra stuff that he thought the president should see. When you said he's not sorry about the failure to find WMD in Iraq, the more nuanced way of putting it is he says that the bad information they received about WMD stockpiles in Iraq was all the CIA's fault, not his own doing, and that nevertheless, notwithstanding the fact that there were no such stockpiles, the decision to go into Iraq was the right one, made for the right reasons, and he has no apologies about that aspect of things.
How big a book is this, by the way?
It's about 400 pages.
Oh, that's not that big for the genre that you're describing.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly no Henry Kissinger multi-volume study.
Well, Charlie Savage, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Charlie Savage of the New York Times, who has read through Dick Cheney's memoir, In My Time. The book is published next Tuesday.